Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. McPherson's rising senior Maya Kretzer owns two 113-pound state championships after winning a title at the inaugural event a year ago and again during the 2017-18 season. In 2016, Maya earned All-American finishes at Fargo in both cadet and junior divisions, a first for a Kansas female. In March, she earned All-American honors at the Folkstyle Nationals in Oklahoma City at 122 pounds in the junior division. This spring, she also traveled to Irving, Texas, where she placed 6th at the UWW Cadet Nationals and 8th in the junior division, both at 57 kilos. She recently steamrolled her way through the Southern Plains Regional Tournament, going 4-0 with 3 falls and a technical fall. We are honored to have Maya joining the program today. Maya, welcome to Airtime.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, first of all, catch us up on your whirlwind of activity. It seems like you have been on the move since competing all spring and into the summer. Where have you been, and what are your plans for the rest of the summer?
Well, starting during the school year of my junior, or not the start, but in the spring of after high school season, I went to Tallinn, Estonia, and I wrestled there in Europe. And then I've been to some camps. I've been to the Olympic Training Center for a camp there, a development camp for the women's. And then I've also, right before that, I took a day for a college visit, but instead I went to WCAP, and that's a world-class athletes program in Fort Collins down there. So that was a pretty awesome experience all around, all of them. So, and then I've traveled and wrestled in a bunch of states lately, but other than that, I'm just focused on the next thing. So.
And so is the next thing going to be junior duels for you?
Yes, I think so. Not quite sure yet, but I mean, I'm pretty busy with our high school. I have to do my own high school obligations with like being a girls team captain, and I have to make our girls camp, and I have to make our boys camp. So that's going to be pretty fun. But if I can, I'm going to try and make the duels. So that's going to be really awesome if I get to.
Okay, and then I'm sure you're winding up your summer at Fargo. Is that the plan?
Yep. Fargo's the main focus point for right now.
So you're a rising senior, and I'm sure you're looking to compete at the collegiate level. Have you narrowed your list of college possibilities down, and what are you looking for to study in college?
Yeah, so I have to take a lot on with just with the sport growing so dramatically, I have a lot of opportunities right now. So I'm really like take self-evaluation a lot and just like what I want and what really fits for me. And I've always thought that military is kind of a good fit for like me and how I'm structured. So I'm possibly thinking maybe going to a college that has an ROTC and women's wrestling. And then after I went to WCAP, I really, really enjoyed that. And I really think I caught their eye there. So after that, I'm interested in maybe going Army or National Guard and then wrestling for WCAP. And pretty much my job is just to focus on being the best in the world. So that's pretty amazing.
Wow, that's great.
That's my focus for now.
Well, that's great. Sounds like you really have your goals set, and you really know you're doing it kind of strategically, and sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders for that. That's good to hear.
Yep.
Okay, so you're coming along at a unique time for girls wrestling in Kansas and the United States in general. You probably get tired of the question, but what would it mean to you if Keisha decided to sanction girls wrestling and provide a state tournament?
I actually never, ever get tired of this question. It just gets me in my field every single time that I hear it, actually. Oh, goodness. It would mean the world, honestly. I mean, I think it really gives girls the empowerment. The girls should get the same opportunity as the guys, and that we can be just like the wrestling family with girls and guys. My dad has a lot of what wrestling teaches you in life, and I mean, it was just like watching that as a little girl, I got to see what they got to do and accomplish and what the sport taught them, and then not for me. And so I ended up going out and doing that. And I mean, I get the same opportunities that my brothers got to have, and it's just pretty amazing. I don't know. I think everyone should have the opportunity, not just one gender. So the, like, if it gets sanctioned, it's just so big to me. It's, it just means so much. I think both genders should have the same opportunities, and especially for what wrestling gives to you as an individual. So,
so talk a little bit more about that. You mentioned your three brothers. Tell us how you got involved in the sport of wrestling, and you know, just kind of what your foundation was.
So, back in the day, I used to be unathletic, not athletic at all, and I think my seventh grade year or my sixth grade, I told my dad I was going to come out, and he was like, yeah, right. No, you're not. And then the year after that, I showed up to the meeting for, to come out for the sport, and like, you get all the papers and all the paperwork and all that. And they tell you what you need to do to be on the part of the team and everything. So I go in the wrestling, or I go in the meeting, and my dad's giving a meeting and everything. And then after it, he goes, so you're going to be a manager? I was like, no, I'm here to wrestle. And he's like, okay. And then I ended up coming out and showing him up. So,
and that was in your seventh grade year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the rest is history, so to speak, then, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So again, your dad, Doug, is a longtime coach at McPherson High School. Do you find that wrestling to you is a 24/7 endeavor at your house, or is Coach Kretzer able to leave his whistle in the practice room when you go home?
Well, my dad is by the book, so can't really stay in the wrestling room all the time. So I do it all on my own. I mean, my dad really helps me. He's my brother's, I have a twin brother who's really not as serious as wrestling as I am, and that's okay with my dad. And me, I just take it and I go with it. I'm a full-on wrestler all the time, 24/7. So, I mean, my dad really helps me go to and succeed what I want to succeed. But no, I just do me, and my dad helps me. So, okay. If I ask him, he helps me.
So what high-level wrestlers or other athletes do you look up to and try to emulate? I imagine with your connection, you've been out to the training center, and with your travels, you've probably actually rubbed shoulders with some of them. But what wrestlers do you look up to?
I would say, okay, I don't have a specific one. I think that I nitpick every person that I meet, honestly, and nitpick what I like about every single person that I meet and who's my coaches. I really, really look up to my dad, and I really look up to Coach Settle and my brothers. I think they really help me, and they're really I idolize them. So, but I think I just nitpick everything out of everyone I've met. Yeah, I've definitely met some high level athletes, and I just want to be my own perfect self. So I just nitpick what I like about them and try and incorporate it into me. So that's how I do it.
I'm going to ask you a few questions, and just tell me the first thing that comes to mind. All right, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. What's your go-to junk food when you're not competing?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Almond Joys, anything chocolatey. Anything chocolatey. That's about it.
Okay.
Milk, chocolate milk.
Okay. What's your spirit animal and why?
A cat, because they're super mysterious and they just don't care about anyone. And I love cats.
So you are called to the mat during the high school season and you don't have your headgear. You tell Coach Kretzer that you can't find it. How does Dad react to that?
Well, I've actually done this before. So he will find it. And then he will throw it at me, and then he'll tell me in front of my whole wrestling buddies that I have 20 push-ups when I get home. So that's what'll happen.
You're not off the hook then, huh?
No, definitely not off the hook.
All right. All right. Did you hear Laurel or Yanny?
Pure Laurel most of the time.
Okay. So what about that dress thing? Did you do that a few years ago as well?
I saw blue, I'm pretty sure.
I saw
Pretty sure
gold.
the dress is definitely blue.
Okay. Well, I saw gold and I definitely heard Laurel when I heard that recording.
Oh
So,
my goodness.
okay. So, all right. So you're in the Fargo finals. What do you choose for your walkout song?
I would probably pick some Amity Affliction, one of my top favorite metal bands, off because of my brother. So
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for playing along with that. All right. Before we sign off, do you have anybody that you want to give a shout out to?
I would just shout out pretty much Mactown and my parents for everything they do. And my brothers, my parents, and my brothers, but a lot of Mactown, they're all supportive and they help me. And especially all the Kansas coaches across the state. They're pretty special to me, every single one of them. So, yep, that's about it.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for joining us today, and good luck with all your travels and with your future plans after you graduate.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure to visit with Maya Kretzer. If her dedication and work ethic don't restore your hope in our next generation, I don't know what will. She is a driven young lady that will make a difference in the world and pick up a few W's on the mat along the way. I wanted to give you an update on the schoolboy duels, which are taking place in Indy as I speak on Friday morning, June the 8th. The wrestlers have concluded pool matches on the Greco side. That competition will conclude today, and then freestyle will begin. I hope to give you a full report on both styles on the next episode of Airtime. We have two teams competing. Kansas Blue went 0-3 in their pool, losing to Wisconsin 61-19, Indiana Blue 48-31, and Michigan by a 45-35 score. Kansas Red went 1-2 in pool play. Indiana Gold nipped Kansas by a 38-37 score. Iowa picked up a 51-32 win, and Kansas concluded their pool competition with a powerful 65-12 victory over Tennessee. This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.